Before Ken Rinpoche requested everybody, before listening to the teaching, to develop Supreme Bodhicitta.
Tene Goetan Bangwembo Dorji, Mabang Neda Jeje Nani, Mabang Neda Nyeba, Lande Mabang Neda Ne, Trunang Dunje Chondurte, Ransin Chenga Dutantar, Nyamna Paksa Kuntantar, Lande Mabang Neda Yin Hisavas.
The true identity by themselves. Mistaken appearances are a magical show of disease causing spirits.
Don't you chunter te? Don't dang, de dang, get ye chunter te carre. Turnang, get don't you chunter te? Don't you chunter te, mana yin the tribe now? Kunzo the juchin tender so zamje, Mulam tabu, de tang don't and gay you on a young. Young tapper, tenny doing it, move madropare. Doing it, move madropa. Doing it, long move mepa. Doing it, rung old tumbanier. Ransim Chenga Trutantra. Then it don't and gig his about the Seru to Yabati Pakchak and Nama Tang Seru to Nama Te Pakchak and Nama. Till and did that and there was an Dembari came by the Namdo and Truba. Rang the same Jetakwa in the Seno Ransim Chenga Trutantra. Doing it Pakchak and Trunang Tang. Pakchak and Trunang Yang, Simjin Trunang Am, Namdok Takwa Samre Namdo of Rank is same thingy, Ran same the carre, Rank is same day, Tangbur Cheva Mepa. But the Neba Mepa, Tangakwa Mepa so, Jenga Trutang Rase, Jenga Trupen Tatam Jeta Drava. Simjin Nelo Jenga. Maybe Junsin then did then Pakak Trunang in Batang Trubus same the Jenga Truba than Trava Tobus and no Tobu Junsin Latin de Yanga Paksako and the Tarsum Lande Mabang Neda in Tisena Lande Bang Maguba Neda Resumbre Jetan Lande Yamdu Labati Sam Pintakwa Sam Neva Sabesena Pin tak bichani land rau. No eba sepa kapsun di, den rau imbesena, di imbesena, lande si, nyambu la kwele. Lande mapang ne dai. Latan di te, lande la sirurdo lande denbari kemba, yeba kapsu, de ta gek te pandu do, pang samgu do, samtang pampan rau yang chakri, ina yang, mune panya mevare. Malam jen de dawore, Malam ten deji, jigs ruin deji in tuna, de te pando tang, de te yin the train do tang, young de tele trindo, rani de tele, trepan dovan de tele, tavan dovan nando chigre. Jena young one panya yomare, rank as semje, trunang imbesena, tene panya mevare. Panya mebe junsin carre, Malam jen de la mo meba. De rang yin jin ma ro pa nang san der sem jin tu nang yin be sen na pa ya me ba de tan de ma pang pe te yin do tan da lan de nam kun zo de nang san de yo na yang yang da par ngo me be sen na pa ya me ba de mapang ne dai lande te gang ne yong ma re gang do yan ro go ma re rong ne de ba re lande ne lo kru ba da dra ba yin be se na ma pa pa ya me ba re he na ka re go go do ne da se charum chor yo ba yin do charum chor yo ba de manam tam kap so manam ngo he ba yin do ne da se da ran sa la ta go go do de ne lok to de de ne lok to po top je den zin je nam do ran do dun do go do so ba re de ne lok to po top je den zin je nam do ran sa la ta na te ne lan de ma bang ne da re o ya
reads, mistaken appearances are a magical show of disease-causing spirits. To certain people, there seem to appear outer beings, which are called like the different names for it, like demons or some spirits which cause obstacles, some which cause disease, and so on. What are these beings which appear to certain visions? Do they really exist as such? But they and all what is created due to them is just a magical appearance. Caused by them, but perceiving them as real is a mistake. The example is given like in a dream. Whatever appears in a dream comes about due to the interrelationship of various conditions. Various conditions have to come about that things can appear in a dream. But like, for example, if demons appear in a dream, they actually in a dream don't have the ability really to harm us. According to true actual reality, they are devoid of any substantiality able to harm. They are empty of a true existence. That what appears as an outer harming being is merely the projection of one's own mind. So how does that come about? It comes about due to habitual patterns stored within the mind base, manifesting as a conceptualization of concrete existing harming beings. It's just a delusive appearance created by the conceptual activity of the mind, the habitual conceptual activity of the mind. So recognizing this fact, one wants to purify one's mind from these delusive appearances. But recognizing something which arises, like these beings which arise, they stay for some time, do harm, and then disappear. All these appearances are just the conceptual, the thought constructions, just made by thought constructions. They don't have a concrete existence of themselves. So this is necessary to recognize. And here in this verse, Gyutsangpa Gunpo Dorje, having recognized that it's just these appearances are just a creation of his own habitual tendencies to perceive these beings as concrete existence, he is completely free of any kind of timidity, of any kind of fear or panic. and accept the reason why, because he really understands they're just delusive appearances, just apparitions, but having no concrete existence of their own. For this reason, there is no need, since they lack this lack self-existence from their own side. Nothing has to be done about it, just to become aware of it. In general, in common people's understanding, there are certain beings which protect one from harm, and certain beings who harm, bring harm. In other words, like gods and demons. But what brings a god about, what brings a demon about, is similarly the clinging to one's own concepts, as they really exist in the way we perceive them, we conceptualize them. If we perceive these beings as truly existence, of course there's a necessity to get rid of them. Or those who help, you know, we have to call them for their help. But actually, if they lack this true existence, nothing has to be actually be done in a concrete manner. For example, again, like in a dream. Dreaming of fearful beings, like of demons, there will be fear. And as soon as fear rises, there will be the attempt to get rid of them. But becoming aware while dreaming that we are dreaming, and these are just projections of our own mind, these appearances, then there will be there is no need to get rid of them, to apply some means to get rid of them, because they're not outer, truly existing beings, just one's own deluded perception. They are just, within a dream, merely something which appears as a concrete demon, but doesn't exist as such, lacks its true existence. It is in the same, similar to this example, whatever appears to our daytime vision, it's merely an appearance. Doesn't exist from its own side, so as it is something which comes from somewhere and goes to somewhere, disappears to somewhere. So what can one do having this undiluted perception of concrete appearances? So what can one do? One should reflect about the example given of ice and water. Nothing has to be done to the ice to melt into water. It will naturally melt into water. Mm-hmm. Or like in a dream, if one, while dreaming, understands the true nature, the true condition of that which appears as a demon in a dream, then naturally what appears, what happens is that this appearance, one's mind will be self-liberated from this fearful appearance. So, according to this example, when we are able to loosen our clinging to the concepts we have of this various appearance which appear to our vision as truly existence, we can loosen this grip on this cling to them as truly existence, they will be self-liberated.
Tanda trasi mula sungpa sungkorti yare, tenpa nyedin, tenpa nyikit sabdin yare. Pei tenpa chorna, tonje tenpa chunyi te tenpa nyikit sabdin sungpa re, trasi mula. Tenpa nyikit sabdin jinani, tonje tenpa tanda chunyi le, teni lanti tenpa re. Denang, denzin, deto song, songyang namjo rangli song, temyang namjo rangla tem sungpa re. Ndi nama yang namjo rangke ranang re. Ndi wo sampe ndenzin je mihi tan ndi dratu pe nabu namki jeva te namjo rang le somare deo sambe deo sambe namto cheba yang namjo rang le somare somare denze denang denang denze de to som songyang namjo rang le somare temyang namjo rang la ten temyang denang denze de to som de namjo rang la tem go do somare de temsor de dene denang denzin de to jene lok to yong du dene denang denzin de to ge nam to te wo ser jeng an de tem ta dar denang denzin de to som song yang nam jo rang le song tem yang nam jo rang la tem song ba le song sa dra si mo la song ba re ina ya dra si mo cherang ge nam tang cherang jin ba tang cherang de ri sa ba nam to te ngarang ge nam jo rang le song re song ba re Nang le rang le jung. Ah. Jung wa di kola. De nang de zeng de to som. Rang le song le. Tem yang nam jo rang le tem go re. Mulam je de na re.
From the grateful beings of demons and harmful spirits. And Milarepa says in a verse that like the perception, the sense perception of hearing, which perceives these particular sounds which fearful spirits do, it seems, you know, they're somewhere outside of one's mind, independent of one's perception existing, and with fear could arise, but actually this perception is just projection of one's own mind. In the same way, the thought which arises immediately by the vision of such beings, it's not that it exists independent and outside of the mind, but it's just projection arisen from one's own mind. And in the same how it dissolves, how it will disappear, is by recognizing that they're just a projection of one's own mind, they will dissolve naturally by itself back into one's own mind. And what is here meant with one's own mind, it's the true nature or the authentic condition of one's own mind, which is the clear light nature.
Dine malarepe trase mala gor songbati tena malam do den je suru malam tang ne malang ngo shi na malang ngo shi te de malam la lo ta man da wo yo bare ndo nang tang yo re ngene den bar chen ba yo mare ranang re malang ngo shi pen de la lo ta man da ngo shi pe kaps ngo shi
pe kapla de ni
Malang ngoi hipa kapso, dela, lotang na, kadido. Ngoi ma hipa kapso, lotang na, kadido.
Malam
na. Malam na. Malang kapso te wale. Nye sensei wale.
I hope I understood it right. Like when one dreams, like Milarepa, composed this song about the various forms of arising and dissolving. For example, in a dream, if one would recognize in a dream this appearance of a demon as a dream appearances, just seeing it's just merely an appearance, it doesn't exist from its own side, and then one would sing song of one's understanding in a dream, how that would be.
Tenyang, tering malasong pa tangin namji le, gig la tangin nambaran jeba le, tunang donje gig ki chongro te, mato tuna duyin te, tonsam par do jebar se, to na gig na chuchong te, na to ngurup chi le jo, tartok ton la lade me, nam to se sarcha ro song song bare. Ti kapso, mato pa kapso, de tempan rawo yo pandin pa che pa
About the distinguishing the provision from the definitive meaning. And it's a song which he sung to his disciple, the goddess Tserima, which says, appearances of male and female demons and harmful spirits not realized, they are the Maras, who create mischief and obstructions. Realized, hindrances are Dharma protectors. It's you who bestow manifold cities. And ultimately, there is no God, no spirit. All concepts resolve within their ground, the Mapa thought.
Dina, don't tamper them by Mato, but Kapso. Tenin de la denbar hingre, denbar himba latin and nerva cigre. Tundam sent a nailok dona, de de, nandong jumatam chimbesena, de chuchong ravos over and de draw cigre, nailong tatola, teni de ranking over madro bre somebody. Ma topa cup, tatoka cup, some cigre.
When one doesn't realize the ultimate reality of that which appears, like something appearance like a demon, then one clings to a concrete existence that really exists outside, independent of the mind. But if one gains more understanding, one will clearly comprehend that this phenomena lack an essential, substantial nature. And according to the two, actual true nature of phenomena, whatever appears is merely an illusory creation, like an illusion created by a magician, but ultimately, hopefully not existing. And having this profound understanding, the phenomena can serve as an aid on one's path.
Then magic labje dome landi la yeva drugs and song bare. Yes chicks and not the landi yeva de kina yabons.
Also magic labtron, she composed some verses about demons and gods and the six divisions of them, and everything would be good if you later look at that.
Taneda yepa nyumoma bang nedane jung yin neju sungula gadru mi je chadang dra sami deva rodang di nyumoma bang neda in hisavasa gadru mi je chadang dra neng Neju sungam ne gakbatang ne mepe deva tsu drupa duya ni yomare neju sungam ovu madrupa sena ne le drupa deva chi yang ovu madrupa re ti sena gakbatang gadrup ni je chadang tarse ne mepa la chakbatang ne la dama te Chadang da Targo Targano, Gadu Niji Chadang Dar. Ta Java Gertambarang Tambo, Hachan Tumoji Nyungswa, Numa Cups and Nela, Tini Nela Hirap Jet, the Gombe Gadu Jetadang Hixon Rindo. Sami Deva Rodanti Gadu Jetadang Dang Chadang da Trava Maze, Sakpa Mepa, Numumba Mepa. Sami Jidevam, Jumi Jideva Rodan Dembarindo Saja Chembo Landolok, Saja Chembo Dangalok, Saja Chembo Nile Then Nalok Saja Chembote, they don't yemi liagore. They don't yemi dea. Then Dungaje Nelok, they don't yemi de mato. Dungan embas a paya. They don't selege Dungaje doxoje yoamare. Dungaje Nelok, they don't yemi. Sami deva. Sakwa me pet deva rotan demba. They don't yemi rotan dembam, nobada dembare, dosombare. Tanda, Dungaje Nelok deva chimbore. New tis and a new mom upon Nedai. Tanda Joya took with Nager Nela tinte chadang the new mongre, new mom bate and payamando. New mong over my rupesena, a payam evare, mapang but nezo tapa. New monk and Nelok taught the mapang nezo tapa, mapang rasa took on those. Yeah.
This one.
Illness is caused by a disorder of the four main outer elements, like earth, water, air, and fire, all having the characteristic of earth, characteristic of solidity, and water of humidity, and fire of heat, and lung of movement. So as soon as there's a disorder of these four elements, which in a gross way make up this body of this heap of flesh and blood and bones, then there will appear sickness. So Gensangpa Gönpo Dorje himself, he was very ill, and illness accompanied by great pain. Heart pain. So what he did is he analyzed through his prajna how his experience accords with ultimate reality, if it has an ultimate concrete existence. What he could only find is that this strong experience of pain had now essential concrete nature, now a substantial core, and also the one who experienced this pain was devoid of a self-existing, self-sufficient I, an experiencer, and also the concept which arises due to these experiences, like concept of pain and suffering and of illness, also these lacked substantial nature. And for these reasons, he didn't need to apply some means to get rid or stop, prevent the sickness from developing. Also, there was no need to restore his health, because this experience of sickness lacks any true reality. Therefore, nothing had to be liberated from something. With this understanding, he could rest within a state which is completely free of attachment and aversion. As soon as sickness and pain arises, there's an attempt of aversion. One's dislike, want to get rid of it. And there is an attachment to gain a state which is completely free of pain and sickness. So these reactions are basic reaction from which all the afflictions, the kleshas develop. clashes of desire and aversion. So he himself, who suffered under great pain, he analyzed with his prajna his experience, and through his understanding he could abide in a state completely free of the afflictions. But instead, he experienced and remained in a state of uncontaminated bliss. This is uncontaminated, called uncontaminated, because it's not a bliss which comes about due to various conditions, and thus is a phenomena which will change again. It's not dependent on condition, therefore it's uncontaminated. And within the Mahamudra tradition as well, and in the Sutra, Sutrayana tradition, Mahayana Sutrayana, Mahayana, Tantrayana, Mantrayana, these expressions of uncontaminated bliss appears very often, is best explained. And also in the Sutra tradition, Sutrayana tradition, it is explained to be to signify a state which is the actual authentic state of mind and phenomena. And in this situation, the actual authentic nature of phenomena of sickness is the inseparability of emptiness and bliss. So this experience of uncontaminated bliss is said here to be kind of an example, analogy is given of having, he had the taste of this form of bliss, which means this experience of uncontaminated bliss has a form of ability to overcome this experience of pain and sickness. It's a state which is completely free of clinging to them as truly existence. The state of mind which is inseparable, empty, and bliss.
Tene trupa wanso mala repe lungjor je chikapso lungjor je le damga lungjor chikapso jidog nyebo che me na damga long do churba yin sungore damga nga so tekpa chembo da dorje tekpa la damga mangbo yore damga hyote damga rang nyamso langde damga long do churba damga kala rawang thom na kande yungre se na Malari Pesumare, Chidog Nibo Chemina, Chipo the Dongala Chepa Mabachona, Damma Long do Churba, Damala Nyamsalang de Raman Tabare Sumare. Masu Pena Chipola Chakpatang, Machipala Damatang, Nela Magawa, Nela Damatang, Ne Mabala, Chincha Chevati, Dene Tungbani Matoba, Dembar Chemba Yvatare. That Tongbani to and the Dengi Mabatang, Tanda Malaribe Sumba Nangi, Dama Long the Jona, Tinni Chidog La Cheba Maba Yung Yuri.
Long the Jona, sir?
Long the Jurba de Ramantoba. Long your J, your Wati Caps, Dama Long Yuri. Dama Long the Jona, Dama Long the Jurba Ramanto Nankade Yungre, Chidog La Cheba Maba Yungre, somebody.
Similarly, there's an expression in one of the doors from Milarepa about eight forms how to gain independence, self-independence. And it said, how can one, all this teaching which one receives, how can one, integrate them so far that one gains independence? So we have received many teachings within the teachings of the Mahayana and teachings of the Tantrayana, and people practice and strive to get experience, but how finally can they be integrated so far that one gains through them independence? He says within this Doha that one has to, in general, when there's happiness, when the happy experience, we have a happy experience and we have suffering experience, unhappy experience, and immediately if kind of happy state arises, there's the attempt to grasp onto it, to cling to it, we want to keep it, and soon if suffering arises, then the attempt immediately arises in the mind to kind of push it away. The same is with sickness. When sickness arises and one develops aversion to sickness, one should know it's an affliction. And the same if one, the wish to get rid of the sickness is an affliction of desire. And if this experience arises and the afflicted way of attracting or rejecting, Milarepa here says that one should know it's a sign that one doesn't has realized emptiness, that one is clinging to, one is still clinging to two existence. So if one is able to free one's mind from this rejecting and repulsing, rejecting and attracting activity of the mind, then one, so to say, gains self-liberation based on the teaching which one received.
Tandodona nyumung nelok satung yemi dang nyumung nelok ngonsum to to na de dong yemi bese no yimba dang nyumung rang ngowe madrop se na paya yo mare tene charum chore yo ba yin do randor to ndo ko Rando Ram Randa to Nuku.
So what's necessary to really understand the authentic nature of the afflictions. And the authentic true nature of the afflictions is the state of inseparable clarity and emptiness, or bliss and emptiness. If one understands these experiences lack concrete existence, then there is no need to get rid of them or to establish something similar this as it is with ice and water. Ice will naturally melt and become water. It means the afflictions will be self-liberated. ကောဘမပန်နေတာနေဒေတုံသွေးမင်းနာသောတေတောက်ပစတာတော်စုချူပန်လန်ရေတော့ထာဝတိကောဘမပန်နေတာယင်းရှိဆောဆောသူကောဘပန်တေညငိလင်တေပါလန်ရောဆမ်ကန်တော့ဒေဒေမ်ဘာရခင်ဘနမ်တော့လတေပါရမာတော့ငနေကောဘပန်တေညငိလင်တေပန်တော့ရမေပါရဲကောဘမလမ်တာဘယင်းနာငနေပန်ရမေပါရဲတော့ဒါဒေတုံသွေးမင်းနာသောတေကောဘစင်ကြီးနာလန်ဆမ်ဆမ်တေပါ
samsang donga dedok teya lula tenpe dedo longjo la tenpe dedo dra tang nyin la tenpe dedo dedo gunjurwa mandrawa na so wazo yore dedo tang tumi se jute tomi se jute ta samsang rang korsan tumbo yopa korsa ha kosunga silong sinseng president su tumbo re Kosa Kone Tumbo Tam Tam Silum Sinzin Lasokazo Tumbozo Tam Tam Tene Ta Yopozo Tendao Tumi Jin Jura Mambo Matin de Landoya Yore Matam Tila Tumi Jura Mambo Dogoto Tumi Jura Nazo De Dogon Jura Nazo Batang Tumi Jin Jura Nazo Wache Korvan Dendoya Yore Natu, Matilla San Matin de la, they dog them to me in Jura Madava Nato, what enjoy everybody. De Jura Nato, but de, then Batropa Revis in it, then Batropa Mare. Turn down Tongba Nitang, Kunzo to Juma Mlam Tabre. De Caps a Tato, the Santan dog, talk but Sadra, Trosu, Chu. Kunzu Juma Dedo to me Nato de Kunzu Jujin Tender Sosanja Namatang Tundan Truba the Travel Tongbani Jeton Tona Tokpetuso Tadare Ta Yimi Tadare Dedo Tang to me Tesotamje Dedo to me Jin to me Tanjura Nato Bati Melana Yimi Tadare Dedo They don't to me just sorva new up or dajang, yimi tadare. They dog done to me, je, to me latin de, maso, young, jidok, namdo, madava naso, bachigando, namdo, young, yimi tadare. Yimi tadra imbecena, draws chose. Don't yimi tadra imbecena, they dog naso wa. Tumi jin jirwa na tsokwa zoba teya saja chenpu nanjur pa tang nanjur pa la keng ma re dro re dro su chu se te dro re dro su chwe pa te dro su jirwa ji goy chang pa la tene ha chang dukpo che nawa re ndo nyungwa re ndo tene te tokpe po su dro su jirwa re dro su chu keng ma re dro re pang lang re do trawa te ta Topa tata draws a chew on the cup so, then a panang red daughter, Nemba Pamatang, Zangbo Lamatang, Redote Zangbo Zangbula Rebatang, Nemba Jung Toba, Meba, Redo Tang Tarvate, Redo Tamte Tarva, Pena Redo Tang Tarturte, Malam. Mo Mahina Zangila Redo Tang Redo Chembu Zogre Melan Mohina Redo Zoya Yomare Redo Jizona Yang Nang Zang Remato Semji Dingli Redo Zoya Yomare Pena Drala Togba Tang Nila Reva Zoyati Melan Mo Mahina Mene Semji Dingli Zogre Melan Mohina Redo Ravo Jizona Semji Dingli De Rani Janamala Yichi Yomare Nang Zang Yvesena Tene redo zogumare, Milan Samno Tangoto. Redo Tarwati Ta Goetamba redo the Trava, redo Trava Yimbatis and off Redo Tarwati Korva Mapang ne dying Korvate Mapang ne stagogodo. Jetang also Panang redo Nazo, Tendela Dembarikin, Panang redo Nazo sepe, the Namto Trabat and Kova Remado, Tele Yimba Kova Yomare. This and off. Ta Kova Mapang Nedai Kova Ranga Ngovu Madopata Kova Drone Len Debata Kova Chenga Len Debesena Kova Payamudo and the Kande Govudo Kova Mapang Baranda se Kova Ranga Nelok Tote Kovan Turba Trunang de Randro Dundogundo Charum Churi Yovana Yindogundo somewhere. Yeah.
verse is about samsara, transmigration, where Gyutsangpa Gyenpo Dorji says it doesn't have to be discarded. There's the idea that transmigratory existence, which is full of suffering, is something which has to be discarded, something which we are tired of, something which we want to leave behind, and there is something, of course, to be attained, something different, which is nirvana, which is a state of eternal peace and free of any kind of misery and suffering. But what brings this to about is completely dependent on our way of conceptualizing reality in different ways. It's completely dependent and completely relative to the way of thinking. Nirvana is relative to samsara, and it's just these two can depend, just exist dependent on our concept, relative to our concepts. But actually, again, here one should think about suffering states and peaceful states within a dream, which lack within the dream, this lack to existence. Then the first line is, explains about the various experiences which one can have in transmigratory existence. So there are plenty of occasions where one can feel, can be happy, feel happiness, be happy about, and there are plenty of occasions where we suffer due to various, for example, having the needs for life, all the facilities which we need, or completely lacking them, or a cycle of friends, or lacking cycle of friends. We have a lot of opponents. Further, there are plenty of occasions where we experience the happiness of high positions, like political leaders, or we find ourselves in situations of being a servant or a slave. This, all this great variety, in the according to ultimate reality, lacks a concrete base, lacks a concrete root. Can we talk with someone? Talk with the kapla kare.
Ne lo ko tong tong, the sa tong.
Here in the Tibet text is very condensed, and what it says is if one understands the authentic nature of phenomena and mind, this understanding includes that whatever appears is completely free of a concrete base or concrete root, and what it means. So in normal human life, there are many occasions where one easily can develop attachment and easily can develop aversion. But if one applies one's, if one applies rational analysis, one would find that in an ultimate sense, they are empty. They lack an independent, they lack a true existence, similar to the appearances in a dream, which only come about due to many various conditions. In a relative sense, all phenomena are the product, the result of the interrelation of many causes and conditions. But in an ultimate sense, they lack true existence. Happiness and suffering, again, should be understood to the happiness and suffering experienced in a dream. Here one can understand that these experiences, while dreaming, lack a concrete base where they rest on, where they come from, or a concrete root. In the same way, the one who experiences, again, analog to a dream, the dreamer, he himself lacks a concrete existence. And based on the notion of there being a concrete two-eye experiencing concrete appearances, from there arises the conceptualization of happiness, suffering, and so on. And also these conceptual states of mind lack a concrete existence, our own existence. Those who practice, who are practitioners within the Mahamudra tradition, these experiences, these relative experiences, are not something to be discarded, but this practitioner uses these experiences to gain a more deeper and profound understanding of what one is doing, so they become an aid, a help on the path, which means that which normal beings consider as negative and harmful has not to be discarded, and that which seems to be helpful and beneficial is not something which has to be kept or holding on to. So the main point is to gain the ability to recognize, like to recognize appearances in a dream as being dream appearances and being merely appearing. It just appears, but lacking the concrete existence of being there like a concrete friend and a concrete friend who helps and a concrete enemy who harms. And due to this clinging to concrete phenomena, the concrete existence, all the hopes and fears derives which we have, the strong expectations with respect to friends, and the aversion we feel and the fear we feel towards people who harm us. And he himself, Gitsangpa Gyenpo Dorji, he finds himself completely free of this, of repulsion and attraction. And he has now attachment towards the appearances of this life as having a true existence, because he knows they're just creation by his own, but they're just creation of the conceptual activity of the mind. So since they don't truly exist, there is no need to, since all the appearances within psychic existence have no self-nature, don't exist from their own self, there is no need to to discard them or to attract them. With having the realization of the authentic or true nature of phenomena and mind, all these phenomena will self-liberate, will be self-liberated. Nothing has to be done to liberate the mind from phenomena, psychic phenomena.
Then in Kova, Mabang Neda in Bejunsin Tartova the Karasana, Konde Nelong Tartova, Tundan Deban Tartova, Konde Yermi, Konde Yermi, Konde Yami in Bejunsin. Conde need the Nam Dolly to Varamato, Nelong Conde Nabanir, konde nyamni ang konde yenmi ang se.
So if one looks at what we call psychic existence in the according to in an ultimate way, looking at the actual and final two condition of what is called samsara and nirvana, actually according to ultimate truth, they are totally inseparable, and they're equal. They're equal according to their nature. They are equal. There is no differentiation whatsoever between these two. So what does bring this differentiation of between them? What brings it about? This is on Tibetan called like nam tok la tepa. It's completely existing relative, like the existence of nirvana and the existence of samsara just exist relative.
Takpuk singe zong songpen debu de som le korwa yin to pang do mi nyande yin ni drop do mi ransen sanje so lo tha chu song ba re debu zer som debu ne samo som song ba re ne samo som de kar re korwa yin to pang do ma par ngi hi ne ba nyande yin ni drop do ma ba ransen sanje so lo tha chu ba som de debu zer som am ne samo som song re song ba re som song ba re
within the, I think it's the concluding verse within one of the door of the great Siddha Milarepa, which is, so his name has the three nails, is that he concludes that it is most important to gain a great certainty that what we call transmigratory existence, samsara, is not something which has to be discarded. You know, we have to, it has to be kind of deported, you have to push it away to somewhere, no? Get rid of it. And also nirvana is not something concrete existing reality which we have to establish somehow. Great conviction is needed that these things doesn't have to be brought about, nothing has to be done to that. What is most important is to recognize that one's own mind is Buddha. And this song was sung in the Snow Range Mountain at the cave of Drapu Sengitso.
Tene kunchen longchen ramjan chi jang korwa kunzang nyande kunduzang kunzang longlong konde ye ni me songba. Kun zang se jit sem je nelok la kun zang ge tan ni ten ba sem je nelok ka da kun du zang bu yin la long la korwa ya yo ma re nyan de ya yo ma re korwa ya yin ni yo ma re nyan de ya yin ni yo ma re song ba re korwa ya kun zang re nyan de ya kun zang re kun du zang bu long la sem ni we sa kun du zang bu long la konde ye ni ma ro pare song pare te da de su tön da che pare su su song song sen de long chen ram jang long chen ram jang de mi wei ze che song kun chen long chen ram jang zi yin de mi wei ze
there's an expression of kun chen long chen ram jang where he said that within the vast, unconditioned, and unoriginated expanse of universal purity, which is the true authentic condition of the mind, there is nothing, samsara doesn't have to be discarded, and nirvana is not something which has to be established. Actually, there is within that authentic nature of the mind, there doesn't exist separation, division.
Te tanda korban nelo yang kada kundo zambore, nyande che nelo yang kada kundo zambore, Tata kwenta zangbu leng long lang kwante yi yong are sumpare. Kwa lao zon.
And to make it easy and comprehensible, what it means is that within that the authentic nature of what we call samsara and what we call nirvana, there is no separation whatsoever. They are equal in their nature, and this nature is the equal nature is the universal purity of the vast, unconditioned, and unoriginated expanse.
Te toni la jana korwa yang tongba nyire nyande yang tongba nyire tongba nyi jing wo la toni la konde nyi yo mare songba toni ji yin la konde nyi yo mare te songa
to use other terms to explain this same statement that within what's called emptiness, the true nature of phenomena, emptiness, there is no differentiation of there being something which is samsara and there being something which is nirvana. Within the expanse of emptiness, they are inseparable.
Trudha la jnanam korvan ne lo yang, trudha re nyande je ne lo yang, trudha re, trudha ji yin la nyangi korvata nyande ni yo ma re sumpa.
Or also in other terms, within the state completely free, state that completely lacks any kind of thought construction or conceptual elaboration, within that space, samsara and nirvana, they don't exist as two separate things.
Namdo Trupa Samre, Namdo Trupa Rando to Sona, the name Korva Mapana.
In short, according to ultimate reality, they don't exist as two separate things. What makes them existing as two separate things is just the misinterpretation. Of our conceptualizing activity of the intellect of the mind, then having this understanding, these two kind of concepts will naturally dissolve, naturally be purified.
Kurva ma bane dai edon tumi na zote tobe zara
da lande ma bang ne da nyumo ma bang ne da kurva ma bang ne da yendo digito.
Up to here, Chandran Bhakti explained in short for a few things which turn into purity by themselves. First is illness, and second gods and demons, the third the afflictions, and the fourth transmigration things like that.
Sunam deya dhamje zibanyi tomne nyebe ganam bam je ganam de balam do zibe dole rova rovare zo menjo lembo kuy
Guruji said that, you know, in our program there is not much space for meditation. Also, people usually, you know, they do classes and study, it's not so much time. But before the teaching starts at 9 o'clock, people could gather and practice here inside the shrine room. It's also similar done according to the Dhamma Dato tradition in America. They also gather before the teaching and meditate.
Then Saja Chimbe Lok Tato Gomna, Tatar Jesim Jing Ola, Jeje, Te, Loje, Luna, Te chanting Mamuzo Gomna.
So if one gathers here and meditates and likes to meditate in the Mahamudra tradition, then one just rests one's mind in the present awareness, in the present moment, uncontrived, loose, and fresh. And Rinpoche says, doing like this, not much preparation for the meditation are needed.
Deyang gom jabu kauso na gom jagi insamba gom doje nam to la cheje te rangganganda loje lo nindegayo. Te lela kuto ko.
So when while sitting down wanting to meditate and being immediately aware of the thought, I'm going to meditate, looking one pointedly at that thought, the essence of that thought, I'm going to meditate, and then resting uncontrived and relaxed within the natural state.